First off, we would like to apologize for the previous boo. We're calling them boos now. Because you can't pronounce that. That's James, by the way. He'll be there in a second. Basically, obviously, we know that AIDS does exist and it's not a funny matter.
You found Lee Brown's dirty boxes.
So James, how are you?
I'm really quite drunk.
Are you a little fucking drunk?
I'm very little drunk. Yeah.
So what's new?
I got drunk.
Is that it?
Pretty much.
Have you pulled at your party?
No.
Who is sleeping in your bed tonight?
Three people.
All three whole people. Can we have a description of these people?
My friend Rachel, Carl, and Alex.
Now, how? Right, you like boys, I hear.
Boys.
You like boys, right? So Carl would be something. That's the mic lead. Will you leave the mic lead alone? Well, you silly bugger. Right, now, Carl, is he the sort of chappy that you'd like to go, oh, hello?
He's my very good friend, so no.
He has hair like pubic regions.
He looks quite scared.
I need an outside opinion.
That's not Carl.
When I'm not looking, Carl.
I like trains.
You like trains?
I like trains.
Okay. There's
a skull at the window.
There is a skull at the window. Oh, wow, that's lovely.
Quite scary, actually.
Yeah, that is rather scary.
We've had fire poi and fire staffs and fireworks.
Works. Don't forget the fireworks.
The only thing we're missing at the moment is Naked Twister, quite frankly.
I wanted Naked Twister. Why have we not had
Twister? We don't have Twister, but we could do Naked Buckaroo.
How does this work?
If you lose, you take an item of clothing off.
But this takes forever. I can tell this.
No, because Buckaroo doesn't take forever. It's like 2 minutes.
Right.
It's lesser than poker.
Right.
So you lose, Buckaroo goes, and then you take an item of clothing.
You've obviously had a different form of Buckaroo than I've ever played. I never went to when I ever played it.
That's basically what you have to do in the West Country. That's like a rule of the West Country. You have to go.
Now, question.
Go for it.
I was very good earlier. You left me in the middle of nowhere. Well, when I say left, you hadn't picked me up yet. Okay. I got off the train and by myself for an hour in places I did not know.
Half an hour.
And no, it was an hour.
Half an hour.
It was over an hour.
If you were there at the time you told me, 14:08, you would have been there half an hour before Momius Boy Joe.
16:08, but never mind. But the situation...
That's the one.
Yes. The situation is... Look at us with a 24-hour clock. The thing is, pulling it down, you told me, go to the pub next door of the train station. It is lovely. It was full of chavs.
It wasn't full of chavs.
It was full of chavs. Were you there?
Lovely people.
Were you there?
I know the locals of that pub.
Right.
As I do with most pubs in the area.
As you do. I know you do. I know you know a lot of pubs, yes. But the situation is, you didn't tell me to bring a baseball cap. I find this offensive.
You could have just played with the dog.
The dog just went past me. It didn't even acknowledge
If you had her bar towel, she pays attention to you.
Now, this is just sounding perverted. Is this like a local... What are you doing, the kick-click thing, the bloody double-wink thing, which is blatantly a blink and failing? It's not even a wink, it's a blink.
I like trains.
Oh, dear. Right, oh, yeah. So you left me there. I had 2 pints with the locals.
Yes.
They smelled.
Probably.
Musty.
Probably.
And they looked at me. They knew I was the foreigner.
I must admit, right now, Wordsworth can't stand up. No. Let alone talk.
No. And more importantly, this was your idea. Plus, on top of that, if that wasn't a bad enough at all, right? On top of that, they looked at me with evil eyes.
But they're lovely. I've drinking there quite a lot.
The lady, the bar lady, was very lovely.
Was she the one with the black hair?
I think so. Or maybe like a really dark red.
Either black hair or there are two lesbians that serve in there.
She seemed like she didn't enjoy fallopian tubes. I think she liked cock.
Then that's the landlady.
She was not. She was lovely.
She was lovely.
She directed me to the beer garden,